Teddy Cavallo's off to Wellington today. And I tell you what, he's got a busy day. He's got rides coming out his ears here. I really, he's got that many. Morning, Anthony.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you, mate? Hey, yeah, busy day.
You're going to be... You're going to be busier than you were the other day, mate, and that's alarming, and I'm going to get back to that later. All right.
Oh, no, that's good, mate. No, it's, you know, it's way out here. It's good to have a full book. It makes the day go quicker, and, you know, it's, you know, and there's a couple of handy rides in amongst it.
Too, right. Now, the first is a fair rap on Nick Tock, but you're on a handy horse here, Bergdorf, for Connie Gregg. This is a nice winner two starts ago.
He was. It was only a goal-gong non-tab, but he won well. He won about three. He won well, and he put in a good effort the other day at Kerner. And look, yeah, apart from the toppy, I thought we were a real winning hope. Nick Tock was the late jockey, and I thought, geez, I hope it's scratch. But Cameron's thrown us a dummy and put Greg Ryan on late, which is a bugger. But look, yeah, we'll be in the money.
Well, I'll have Cameron on a bit later on, and I'll give him your best wishes too, all right? Now, the second, Art and Ollie, and this ran a good race last start.
It did, mate. He's a fast little bugger, this horse. He's coming back to, he's coming to 1,100. Look, Dean knows his horse really well. He trains him well, and he's got the... He was a bit unlucky the other day. He was taken on throughout the race at Bathurst, and, you know, he was a sitting shot and just got beat a neck. No, he's a fast little bugger. Wellington will suit him. Toppy's a real nice horse too, but got plenty of weight and first up without a trial. So I'm just hoping it might be a bit found wanting.
All right. Now, the third pre-race in the Mountie Yard, this is going to be interesting. Here you are going to fix Cameron Crockett up in the first, and you're riding one for him in the third. The first starter called Crim.
Yeah, she's well named in the racing game. It's... Well, yeah, it trial fair, but all Cameron's improve off their trial, so I haven't spoke to him just yet about it, but I've seen the trial. It run in an open trial to horses that have won races, so, like I say, a bit of natural improvement off the trial, he might be there about.
Righty, yeah, you're on Viscount Ladd in race four, being very honest, this horse.
Ah, bloody bugger it is. It drew 15. It's a bit of a... pain in the neck at Wellington, the barrier 15. But look, it's got a bit of speed, you know. We'll just slide across somewhere. And it ran really well the other day. It pulled a bit too hard, and I had to get going early, and it stuck on well. And Moss, my name, won the race. He's a pretty handy horse around Mudgee. So, look, you know, if we have a bit of luck, it'll be in the money. It'll be good for Ashley too. She's not long been training, a trotting trainer in her own right at Bathurst. It'll be good. It'll be good for her.
Interesting runner, Razor Red. It's had two runs back this time after a six-month break, but the previous prep, it went well first up, went well fresh.
It did. He went okay the other day. It improved a bit the other day on its first up run. Oh, look, yeah, barrier 12 again, 1,400, even worse than the 1,100. We've drawn wide again. We'll have to do a bit of work. Look, you know, on its last run, I felt it might just, for fitness and things, it might need another one or two.
Right on. You've ridden My Little Soldier in the seventh. You've ridden it its last couple. It hasn't been far off the mark.
Yeah, look, it gets home well. It's going to be one of those races where you've got to get going. And if you get going too early at Wellow, you get pushed eight deep on the turn and you can't make up ground. So I think you'll get back a little bit, but we'll just have to ride him for luck and you'll be finishing off.
Right, what's the pick of yours today? Are you going to make Cameron Crockett feel good and say Bergdorf in the first?
No, I think Dean Merton's horse, Art and Ollie, he's probably one of my better rides, 54 on his back, and, you know, got a lot of speed, and Wellington should suit.
All right, and you've got a few rides. You're going to Grafton as well for the 2 days. You get some rides there?
Yeah, I've got a couple of rides, not many rides. I've only got a couple over the two rides tomorrow and two rides the next day, but they're all chances there for Neil Osborne, who... always sets a few up for this carnival and gets up there early and, you know, he gave me a ring out of the blue the other day. I used to do a bit of riding for him, but he's got his riders down south. But, you know, he rang me the other day and said, look, you know, want to get to Grafton? And I thought, oh, I don't often get there and over the carnival time and catch up with a few people. So I thought, yeah, why not? And they're all chances. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, forget about the races. On a far more serious note, I did notice on social media the other day a photograph of you and your family, who I'd like to adopt. Making it's salami making season, Anthony. And I was being a mad foodie, you know the size of me, mate. I got overexcited. Well, I started to break out in a sweat when I saw that happening.
Yeah, mate. Every winter we do it. You know, it's we've done about 50 kilos. We get my sisters and family get together. It's toned down a fair bit. Back in the day, there were years ago when my grandmother had the farms out at Liverpool, and we used to get out there and do the whole, you know, do two or three pigs in one day. All the families got together. But now we get there in Dad's garage now, and we do about 50 kilos of it, and, yeah, make the salamis, and Dad hangs them in the garage there, and they have to cure for about 4 or 5 weeks.
I can wait.
About 4 weeks, mate, and you can ring me again.
I will. Don't worry about that. They look sensational.
Look, it's really nice to be able to do it. You know, it's not like it's a cost-cutting exercise or anything. It's just been a thing my parents and my grandparents and...
Lovely tradition.
And yeah, it is. And it's, you know, they make their own tomato sauce, which we did about 6 months ago. And, oh, look, you know, it's just great. Just really nice thing to do.
I'll be at Grafton the next 2 days, Anthony, if there happens to be one left over from last year, by the way, anyway. But I'll just mention that to you in passing, mate. Good luck today, and we'll see you at Grafton with your salami, all right?
Okay, Cos, thank you.
See you, mate. Anthony Cavallo there on his way to Wellington today. And you should have seen the photo I saw the other day. There was pork mince everywhere, and I don't know how many salamis they're going to make, but it looks sensational. And for a bloke who loves putting his nose in the feed bag, I got excited.